Welcome to the Personal Innovation Podcast, brought to you by PersonalInnovationHub.com. This podcast is all about igniting dreams, passions, careers, and social impact. The objective is for us all to master our inner gifts, create our own future, and live our lives as a love story while leaving a dent on the universe. And now, here's your host, Eric Suryiram.
Hello, Innovation family. I am Eric Suryiram, your personal innovation evangelist. My work is simply to make us all think bigger about who we are, what we do in a unique way, and how we can change the world by doing work we love. Remember to subscribe to the Personal Innovation Podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and on Android, get a Stitcher or TuneIn app. Find time to visit personalinnovationhub.com. It is where you want to go if you're thinking of building a career based on your dreams, passions, and use it to impact the world. In this episode of your Motivational Personal Innovation Podcast, I bring to you an interesting chat between me and a big name in personal branding. He is the host of the top podcast on iTunes, the Personal Branding Podcast. Bernard, are you ready to help my listeners dream no matter how small, become more passionate about their dreams, create their own unique careers, and leave a dent on the universe?
Yes, let's make it happen now.
Great. Would you rather innovate or stagnate?
I will innovate.
Why?
That's what we're supposed to be doing. And that's what you're championing, that we need to innovate. We need to innovate, and you need to innovate and get things moving than rather staying and being stagnant. Because the world is evolving, and until you change and adapt to these changes, you die very fast.
You will die very fast. And I'm not sure any of my listeners is ready to die fast. Since childhood, what have you always dreamt or fantasized becoming?
Well, from childhood, things that fascinated me were through heights, traveling. I love to see things, maybe to see the plane fly and things like that. So I was excited about things and technology and gadgets. So no wonder I've grown to adapt and use these tools to help reach the audience or people that I need to do with these tools. So that has been my childhood passion, to fly around, to see gadgets and devices, manipulated with that. That was exciting to have that.
Wow, that's powerful. Let's go back. Can you please tell us a bit more about yourself?
I simply exist to help people love their jobs, their dreams, their businesses. So anywhere I can inspire, motivate, and empower people to position their brands and businesses well, and additionally, living a fulfilled life. Writing and my speaking.
Wow. So Bernard is a writer, a prolific one at that, and a speaker. And it is all about getting him to motivate people to do what they have to do to impact the world. What puts you on fire today? What is your passion?
Every single day I wake up, ask myself a few questions. That what is that one single thing I can do to push someone from level 0 to 1 or from 1 to 2? What are the things that I can contribute to? What value can I add onto someone? That someone will say, because of Bernard Calvin Clive, I didn't give up on my dreams. I achieved what I wanted to achieve. And these things get me up daily. What value is Bernard contributing today? What value am I bringing to the Personal Innovation Podcast at this moment? That somebody will listen and say, I'm inspired. I get my brand up. I'm able to do something. This is the thing that set me on fire daily. And something I must do, that I have a part to contribute to make the world a better place. And you listening to help you become a better person.
Wow. That is interesting. That is very interesting. What is your favorite quote, and what do you want my innovation family to learn from it?
All right. I like my own quote that your mind is either your prison or your palace.
Your mind is either your prison. Your mind is either your prison or your palace. Wow.
Yes.
Throw more light on that for us.
So you decide what to make of your mind, that your thoughts, your intentions, that if you let thoughts or things cripple your, firstly in your mind, you can't do anything about that. But if you've seen your mind as a palace, a place you can cook and birth new ideas and fantasize and go after those dreams, life become quite easier because you can follow up after that pattern. But if you become, your mind is a prison, you're locked up, there's nothing you can do about yourself, your situation, there's certainly and virtually nothing you can do. So see your mind as a palace of opportunities, of prosperity, of positive things. Then you can begin to birth those ideas and go after them.
Univation family, what is in your mind right now? How do you consider your mind? Is it a place where you think about negativity, or it is a place where you think about positive stuff? Think right. about this. Right. Entrepreneurship or employment? Which of these two will you choose any day and why?
If I'm answering this for myself, I would say entrepreneurship. Okay. If I'm answering it for the vast majority of people, or normally to answer this, I'll say in this phrase or quote of mine, that we are all not called to be entrepreneurs,
yeah,
but we can be enterprising in our chosen fields.
Wow. We can be enterprising in our chosen fields. So even if you work for that company, you need to become very enterprising in that field. So you become the authority, the go-to person. So if it comes to typing of Word documents or writing proposals within that organization, you are the one everybody wants to come to. What will you say is your career today? Do you think it's a bad fit job? Is it a dream job? Or will you say it's a bridge job?
Eric, I say it's a fulfilling job.
It's a fulfilling
like every
job.
Now and then you get people commenting, email, texting, calling, that because of this book or this speech or this training, it has helped me do A, B, C, D. These are fulfilling things that I encounter every now and then when I hear or see or read. So I love my job.
So tell us about your personal and career goals. What do you want to achieve with your career?
In a nutshell, and simply again, that every single day, a soul far or near will say, because of Bernard Kelvin Clive's book, quote, thought, idea, training, my life has become better than before. Basically, this is my daily life, long-term goal for my career.
Wow. How did you discover this career path? And tell us how the whole journey started for you.
I love gadget, I love technology, and I love to use to do so many things, and I love to play around things, and naturally I love to share stuff with people. The little I know, I want to share, I want to encourage people. So years back I started by texting people, SMS. I text anyone I meet, contact every week, some inspirational messages, quotes taught by me or others. I just want to inspire. If I have new little stories, I just want to share, post a few things. I realized after some time, or most of the time, I get feedbacks that, wow, this was just the message I needed. This really helped me. This saved my life. And I realized that, okay, it means that this gift of mine, let me put it so, a passion of mine, can be put into proper use and help people more, even globally. So I began writing more and more and more into books. I started doing training, and people then inviting me to speak at their youth groups, churches, places. That's how it all got started. So in my knowledge and my study and in IT related, I decided to use that to champion the cause and the things that I do. That has got me here.
Wow. So you have actually created a career this way, and it is so marvelous. What are you doing today, Univation family? What are you doing today? And that thing that you're doing, that people are getting you to do for them, how can you transform into a powerful career that you can use to impact the world? That is all what this personal innovation thing, concept, is all about. We believe all humans are unique. What would you say is that particular skill or ability, talent or personality trait that makes you stand out from anyone else who does exactly what you do?
Simplify. I simplify things. I don't complicate stuff.
Wow. You keep it simple and
simple.
Sweet.
Yes.
Now, what challenges do you face in your career today, and how are you working on winning the game?
I would say that every piece of what I call challenge is more still in the line of the fulfillment of the things I do. Firstly, not everyone will accept your style, your way of doing things. So those listening, don't try to copy somebody or be like anybody. Society might want to frame you up, but that's a challenge you need to overcome. Your goal to overcome that is still be yourself. You'll find the right audience and the right fit. So that will be my challenge and solution to help people, that not everyone will buy into your ideas, your purpose, your goals, but live it with passion, purpose, and that will become more, again, fulfilling.
Wow. So through this thing that you just told us, this challenge, what do you think we need to do about our weaknesses? Listeners who are listening, their weaknesses to achieve their goals. If they find weaknesses in their lives, what do you think they should do to achieve their goals?
Great. Eric, this is what I'll tell listeners now, that this is the point. No one successful person in life, in history, dead or alive, has ever achieved anything excellent or been rewarded or praised or applauded based on their weaknesses. Every single great successful person in life today, dead or alive,
wow,
majored on their strength. So focus on your strength. Work harder on your strength and not on your weaknesses.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. How I say it is that mute your weaknesses and amplify your strengths. That
excellent.
Is very important. That is very, very excellent. Important. What do you think is the key reason why people would want to work with Bernard Kelvin Clive? Why do people always call you to that speaking engagement? Tell us about that unique selling persona that you have, that personality that you have that attracts that attention. What do you think is why, or what do they tell you is why they always call you?
A few things I'll throw in here. One, my style, again, is simplified. I'm not a complicated person. I make things straight to the point in simple terms, in simple language, in everyday usage, so people find it more interesting and not too abstract, something they can relate with. And these are the things I hear a lot around, even from my books, that okay, wow, you just cut the chase, you went straight for the point. I associate and identify myself with that. So that is what are the few things that I could mention that people really recommend or refer me to based on the style I do my things.
Wow, that's powerful. You see, I call myself a personal innovation evangelist. What it means is that I am here to spread the word about the fact that we all need to become innovative with ourselves and our careers. How will you, Bernard, define personal innovation, and how important and relevant do you think this concept is in today's job market, in today's business world?
For personal innovation, that is the key or the 10 key to your success in any chosen field of yours. If you fail to innovate or innovate yourself, one, you not get the market that you desire. You may not even get a job that you want, or maybe even you pay the premium price that people are supposed to pay you for your products and services. So you consistently need to innovate, adapt new things, change and innovate and evolve yourself, because the world is moving at a very, very fast rate. And if you don't catch up, you'll be left behind. And again, you will die.
You will die. The world is at a speed and you need to catch up. Otherwise,
right,
you will just die. And I'm not sure you want to die. Who is that one individual, an icon, a mentor, a personality, somebody who coached you, or somebody you look up to in everything you do? And why did you choose that person?
Top of mind, no name comes to mind. I know you'll be wondering. Yes, no name comes to mind. What I've been doing over the years, I learn and adapt from different people,
yeah,
anyone that I meet. I have jokingly said this, and it's true. I've learned from a mad person before by the street. He made a statement that really resonates, and I made a lot of difference. So the point is, I don't have one icon or maybe global role model. No, I honestly, no. But I have people that I learn a lot from, varied number of people. Eric, I've learned of things from you don't know.
Really?
I need to let you know. So, yes, that's how I do. I make sure I learn from every single individual and make sure that I become myself, but not become the second anyone else.
Great, great. You see, that little girl who is walking to school with a friend and has been given that loaf of bread, but feels that he has to give that bread to the fellow or to her friend, is somebody you can learn from. That's we in quote, mad person on the street is somebody we can learn from. Mm. And it is not compulsory for you to say that in my niche, in my area, I do not have somebody to look up to. It is important for you to learn any time, any day. Wow. Right. That is great. Do you think you are a brand today? You are the personal branding guru. Do you think you are a brand today? Do you believe you can become, or you are already and you are driving emotions, credibility, and return on investment into how you're branding yourself? And do you think you will be remembered even if you are no more?
Yeah, the answer is yes in many parts.
Great.
Yes, because in a certain niche, my name has been carved in their hearts and in their minds. And additionally, you need that anyone who writes a book will be hardly forgotten. And I'm glad I have my books globally. That is one piece of it. And so in my circle or my niche, I believe that I've become a brand there. But as we move forward, there are certain heights and levels I'm yet to reach with my name and influence to associate with that to able to help a lot more people. Because the level of your brand or influence and gives you a lot of leverage in certain areas and the things that you want to do. So I'm yet to get there.
Wow.
But I'm still working
it's
on
good you point on your book writing career. I know you have a lot of books. Take us through that journey, or tell us, just do it this way. Tell my listeners why they need to author a book. Tell my listeners, why should anyone who is looking at building a brand, you said you will not be forgotten because you wrote books and you are recommending that people do same. And I know you offer a service in that regard. Tell us about it. Tell us why my listeners should consider becoming an author. You call it an authority.
Yeah, so if any individual who really want to carve a niche for themselves or be known as an expert in any field, and one of the things to or tools to use is a book. If people are searching for content and information and they find an author, as I keep using the phrase, they see the person as an authority in that area. So you become top of mind. Let's go to this person. You become an authority. You become the preferred one over the others who have no book. One wise man said this, that one man is as equal as another until he has written a book.
Wow. So we are so just, that, if you're a lawyer, you are just like that other lawyer. If you're an accountant, you're just like that other accountant. But something that distinguishes you is when they say he's a lawyer and an author. Wow, that makes you an authority in your field. Interesting. Your network is your net worth. We need to always think about who we are, who knows us to advance our dreams. How do you go about networking? Do you even believe in this saying? And how do you go about networking to advance your dreams?
Networking is the foundation of every successful business, personal, entrepreneur, brand, because it's become the core of what you do. A key phrase that we keep saying and using it, and that whom you know matters. People need to know, you need to know people. They become the bridges to the height you want to climb. So without much words, let's network. Let's get to know people and build solid, remarkable relationship with them. What I do is when I go to meetings or networking events, I make sure that I find ways of offering value to the next person to be able to help me connect with them properly, physically.
Wow. That's interesting. I believe that strong brands impact society positively. That is why they are remembered even when they are no more. So for me, if you're a brand and you're not impacting society positively, I don't call you a brand. Tell us about what you do today or you're planning to do to impact the world and leave a dent on the universe.
From high school, the backyard, those in the street, every single day, as I move out in the things that I do, I make sure I sow a seed of inspiration, motivation. I live a life that somebody can look up to and say, because of BKC, my life is becoming better. So in my speaking, in my writing, as I speak with you now, those going to listen after, is there a word or a phrase that can help impact your souls for the next decade generation? That is what my driving force, and that's what I do daily. That this moment, as I step out, what would be a thing? Do I have a gift to offer anybody? A gift of words, content, books, substance, to make sure somebody can smile and live a better and more fulfilling life.
That's powerful. We all have to become innovators of our own careers and lives. Companies have always needed to innovate in order to stay relevant in this competitive marketplace. But now, so do we as individuals. What do you do to make sure you stay educated, Bernard? Knowledgeable and up to date as far as your area of expertise or industry is concerned?
Quite simply, I read books. I read a lot of articles daily on the subject matters. I go on Twitter, look at the latest trending subjects. I click links, read. I Google stuff. I read books. I buy books on Amazon. So these are things I constantly do. And anytime I find any interesting events, online or offline, I do my best to be there or get those materials after to make sure I stay very current and trendy.
Wow. I hope my listeners are listening to this powerful wisdom nuggets coming from Bernard Kelvin Clive, an authority in his field. The skills of yesterday might not be as important in 5 years, and technology we use today may be obsolete next year. Open your tools box for us, for my listeners. What tools? Any specific books, any internet resource that you like and use in your professional and personal life that you'd like to recommend to my listeners?
Two things, then the rest I can refer you to my books and other resources. Firstly, in this age, you need God and you need Google. Simple.
Wow. God and Google.
And Google. That's all.
So it's a 2G, two powerful G words that you need in your career.
Right.
God, yes, and Google.
And Google.
Wow. Yeah. Powerful. I believe that the strong brands are those who are able to communicate their vision and mission and values to stakeholders in a way that resonates with their target audience, and that is why they fall in love with them. Now tell us, how are you sharing your personality, your values, what you have created with your target audience and with the world? What I'm trying to do here is for you to take us through. Now I have created my career through my passion. I need to get the word out there. How are you doing it so my listeners can learn from you?
Great. I like innovation. I like personal innovation. That's what we constantly need to innovate. Like you previously mentioned, what worked yesterday may not work tomorrow or even today. So one, you must innovate. Now, once you find your career path and things that you need to do, don't go to sleep on it. Constantly rework yourself, readapt, reimagine, rebrand, reposition yourself to stay relevant to the markets, to the current market. I say that any brand that refuses to innovate will die.
Will stagnate, will die.
Yeah. So constantly find channels so that as a speaker, what avenues am I trying to reach people, whether large audience or small audience, every weekend or every week? As an author, where can I promote my content globally online every week, every day? As social media, what are the content strategies that I need to be sharing to help people every day? So your goal is daily, weekly, monthly.
Wow.
Think of avenues you can use to reach out to your audience.
So share something daily. You could be sharing something monthly,
right,
but you just have to put something out there to leave a footprint in the memories of your target audience. And that is how you become a brand. Wow. Exactly. Powerful. I'm enjoying this episode, and it is with my man, Bernard Kelvin Clive. Let's get into the personal innovation challenge now. What passion project will you pursue in the next few months so we can celebrate your success the next time we'll be on this podcast with you?
Was it yesterday? I was discussing with a friend that I'm going to put a challenge out there. Even on social media, I'm here to consider the channel I want to use on WhatsApp. That I want 7 people I want to coach with, who need to write a book next year. I don't want those with book titles or even written a pitch. No idea, nothing at all, but you want a book by close of next year. These are the 7 people I'm going to work with, coach, mentor, help them by the close of next year, they have a book. So innovation, personal innovation hub, Eric, let's watch out for that. Let's see how we can help people next year. They come up with content and something to show that because of this, we achieved our dreams.
Wow, I love this challenge. And the fact that it is just not for Bernard, it is for you, my listeners. Please, if you're listening and you don't even have an idea about whether you want to become an author or not. You don't think you have a specialty or you have a field that you can play in. Just take this challenge and contact Bernard.
We can help them. So we can give 2 slots to anyone listening to us. Just contact us. We want to put this on record on Univation that we had this tool from here. So you need to contact email, or WhatsApp. Let's see how we can.
All right. So listeners, email coaching@personalinnovationhub.com. coaching@personalinnovationhub.com. Send me a WhatsApp message on 0243-062198. That is, if you're not in Ghana, +233-0243-062198. Send me a message. Tell me I am up for the book challenge. I want to become an author with Bernard Kelvin Clive. Wow. If you don't take this challenge, you will stagnate. We have to constantly evolve, adapt to new realities, be accountable for ourselves, and think creatively if we want to survive. What final lesson nuggets, words of wisdom, and guidance do you want to offer my audience who are trying to dream, follow their passions, and create a career out of what they do so they can impact the world?
One simple thing and rule and point. You've heard a lot. I've said a lot. And you've heard a lot from other people, read a lot. Now, this moment, as you finish listening to this audio, go out and do one thing that will be the different maker. If you don't act upon any of these ideas, thoughts, intentions, nothing will happen. So write one thing that you need to do today, this week, this month, that will become the game changer for your life.
You see, Bernard, something that I say all the time is that we will die tomorrow. You might die today. But if you die with your dreams, if you die with your passion, if you die with your knowledge inside you, it is not good. So go out there and take action. I say, do something before you die.
Right.
Wow. Bernard, are you ready to make your personal innovation pledge now?
Yes, let's
make it. Powerful. And I know my listeners are witnessing this. And you repeat after me. I pledge to continue living my dreams.
I pledge to continue living my dreams.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am and change the world by doing what I love.
I pledge to think bigger about who I am and change the world by doing what I love.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Wow, powerful. This has been your Personal Innovation Podcast with me, Eric Seyram, brought to you by personalinnovationhub.com. And on behalf of the Univation family, we have witnessed Bernard Kevin Clive make a pledge to continue doing what he loves and impact the world in a bigger way. And we pray you fulfill your dreams. Thank you for coming. Thank you for gracing this microphone and impacting into the lives of the Univation family.
Wow, it's a pleasure I treasure.
Great, I love that. Thank you.
Remember to subscribe because there's more to come. Follow Eric on Twitter at Sir Eric Suryiram, and on Facebook, facebook.com/personalinnovationhub. Remember to rate and review the show. Share this with friends who need to hear.